Chapter on Mishnah 1. Okay, so obviously this is going to be dealing with with Yom Kippur, Yoma. And the interesting thing is that in those days, well, it's not, but I mean, if you think about it, in those days, the essence of the Yom Kippur day was what was happening in the temple. Not was, for us today, it's our fasting and we're in shul and whatever. But in those days, that wasn't what Yom Kippur was about. Yom Kippur was about the temple service. So of the 8 chapters in Yoma, 7 of them deal with the temple service. And only the last chapter deals with fasting and the prohibitions of Yom Kippur, which we'll get to. And therefore starts off the Mishnah and says, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibaisol Elishkas Palhedrin. They would take the Kohen Gadol and they would separate him from his household and they would put him in the temple courtyard in a place called the Palhedrin Chamber. And the reason that they did that is, first of all, to guard him, that he shouldn't become ritually impure, Tameh, because if he's Tameh, he can't do the avoida, and secondly, that they should teach him and train him and make sure that he's got all the avoida that he has to do, he knows what he has to do. So they would separate him for 7 days. And they would also appoint another kohen, a substitute kohen gadol, underneath him. Why? In case he would come to be tamah, if he would come to be ritually impure in any way, right, whether he either touched a dead body or he had a mission or any way that he became impure, so there would be, would take, especially if he came into contact with a dead body, take 7 days to purify you. So if it's less than 7 days before Yom Kippur, he's out, right? He can't do the avoida. So they would appoint another Kohen Gadol in case this first Kohen Gadol became impure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Mesaknin Lo. It says, Rabbi Yehuda, they would even appoint another wife for him. And why? Shema Tamus Ishto, in case his wife died, Shenema, because the Pasuk tells us, V'chaper Ba'adoi U'Ba'ad Beiso, that he has to make atonement for himself and for his house. Beiso, when it says his house, Zu Ishto, this means his wife. So we learn from here that the Kohen Gadol has to be married. What happens if his wife passes away before Yom Kippur? He can't do the avoida. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would appoint another wife for him, right? Now the Gemara teaches us that it's not so simple, because what he would have to do to appoint another wife is he would actually marry the woman conditionally he would marry her before Yom Kippur and give her a conditional get, saying to her, if my first wife passes away, right, then you're my wife, no problem. If she doesn't pass away, this is your get. And similarly, the other way around, he would say to his, he would give his first wife a conditional get, and if she was ill and it looked like she was going to pass away, then he would say, this get will kick in if I do something like walk into a shul. Why? Because if his first wife passes away, he's got a problem, because now he's a widower, right? We don't want him to be a widower. So what we would do is he would rather that he divorces his first wife because when she passed away, he's a, not widow, that's the wrong word, he's a mourner. He's an oinan, he's a mourner, right? We don't want him to be a mourner. So we'd rather that he divorces her just before he passes away, and then he's not a mourner because he wasn't technically a husband at the point of passing away. Anyway, complicated thing, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd have to do in order to marry the second wife. But Amru Lo, but the sages disagreed with him. They said, Imkain Aina Dabar Sof, if you're going to have to make him for a second wife, where does it end? You know, do you have to make for the second kind, a second wife? And then and where does it end? And the point of machlokes, the point of dispute between the two, is according to the rabbis, becoming ritually impure is something which can happen. It's common, and therefore we worry about it. His wife passing away is not something which is common. It's something which doesn't happen often, and therefore, according to the rabbis, we don't have to worry about that. And that is, in fact, the halacha follows the sages, brings the kite at the enja. So we would appoint a second kohen gadol in case he becomes ritually impure, but we wouldn't appoint him a second wife and use that complicated get procedure, conditional gets, that should happen.
Well,